to Afghanistan now, and as the Taliban continues to surge across the nation, reports are emerging of shocking violence targeting ethnic minorities. Hazaras have always been a target for the extremist group, and with Western forces gone, they're again exposed. So much so that some are warning of a genocide if the Taliban return to power. Overnight, US Congress voted overwhelmingly to grant another 8,000 visas for translators and others who worked alongside Americans during the war. There are calls for the Australian government to do more to protect those workers, along with the vulnerable Hazaras. Matt Bamford reports, and a warning, this story contains a disturbing description of violence.
In a video posted to Twitter, two men stand on a dirt road in central Afghanistan. One is holding a machine gun, accusing the other of being a Hazara. Moments later, he fires. The vision, verified by the New York Times, was captured in the Ghazni province, a traditional homeland of the Afghan ethnic minority, now under sustained attack by the Taliban. Hazaras make up roughly 10% of the Afghan population, according to a 2019 report by DFAT. Their passion for education, especially for women, has long made them a target for extremists. But the withdrawal of US, NATO and Australian forces means they're even more exposed.
There has been records of beheadings. I have friends who have lost their very close relatives in these fights.
Australian National University researcher Fahunda Akbari says the purpose of this violence is to wipe the Hazaras out.
Attacking very soft targets such as schools, sports centres, even maternity hospitals.
International organisation Genocide Watch last week issued an emergency alert for Afghanistan, citing targeted attacks against Hazara women, health workers and journalists. International efforts are underway to highlight their plight, including demonstrations in Washington, D.C.
We are being killed daily almost. In the last week,
but Fahunda Akbari says after 20 years of war, there's little appetite from foreign governments to intervene.
As internationals are withdrawing, they try to wash their hands off Afghanistan.
For thousands of Hazaras in Australia, the situation is doubly distressing.
I am frustrated, angry, at the same time, really concerned as well.
Zaki Hadari has lived here since 2012, but his family is stranded in Kabul.
I have young brothers, young sisters, my mom. I am concerned about them every moment.
Because he arrived by boat, he's been living on a temporary protection visa, which expires in September. He can't bring his family over, and there's no guarantee he'll be granted an extension.
If I do get deported back to Afghanistan, my life will end there.
He's asking the Australian government for more certainty.
Having a permanent protection visa, we can sponsor our family to come and join us to a peaceful country.
Amnesty International's Dr. Graham Tom says COVID won't stop people from leaving.
The situation's going to get worse and people are going to be forced to flee. And if we have those places available, at least that provides some element of safety.
He believes there are solutions.
We need to start looking at how flexibly we can safely bring people here, quarantine them, obviously, make sure all those COVID restrictions are in place. But the government has to look at ways that it can restart our humanitarian program.
Amnesty International's Dr. Graham Tom, Matt Bamford with that report.